Well, time is running out for the family of a California teenager who was declared brain dead after a routine tonsillectomy gone terribly wrong. 3 weeks ago, 13-year-old Jahi McMath went into Children's Hospital in Oakland to get her tonsils removed to treat her sleep apnea. Soon after, she began to bleed profusely and went into cardiac arrest. She was declared brain dead a few days later. Now, a court has ordered that the hospital can take her off life support at 5 p.m. California time. But Jahi's family says their child is still alive, and they're trying to get another facility to take her. Medical ethicist George Annis, professor of health law and bioethics at Boston University, is here to take a look at some of the ethical questions as that 5 p.m. deadline draws near. And George, this is a very sad case, but it's not a new case, is it?
No, sad, I think, is the right word for it. It's very similar to the Jessica Santillan case we had a number of years ago, the little girl who went in for a heart-lung transplant, had the wrong blood type, was given another heart-lung transplant, and then died. And her parents wanted her maintained on the ventilator as well because they simply didn't trust the doctors who had done that to her.
Well, in this case, you feel for the family because they're already seeing what they perceive as a botched surgery. We don't know yet what happened there. And now this must seem like the same hospital damaging their daughter twice. What do you think, though, of the diagnosis of brain death? I'm hearing from ethicist Art Kaplan, your colleague, that it's actually that the strict tests for determining if someone's brain dead are even more error-free than, let's say, just pronouncing death because of a heart attack.
Well, this is death, and that's the key issue here. And doctors get to declare death. And usually, it's when your heart stops beating and can't be restarted. But it can also be if you're on a ventilator, if your breathing is being done by a machine. Then your heart's not going to stop. Heart doesn't need the brain to breathe, to beat. So in that case, we use total cessation of all functions of the entire brain, and then you're dead. And once death is declared, unless you're an organ donor, the machine to be turned off because it cannot do anyone any earthly good after that.
Well, so she has been declared brain dead, and it's interesting because in reading some of the articles, people are tripping over their words. There was a facility that was going to take her in California, but then somebody issued a statement from Children's Hospital where she is saying, we're not sure how to transport the deceased. So, you know, they're already Children's Hospital is talking about her as being deceased. This other facility that said they might take her said that they couldn't because of the relationship with their doctors who refused to treat people who've been declared brain dead.
They refuse to treat corpses. That's exactly correct, because they can't benefit them. And medicine is done to try to benefit the patient. And once you're dead, you're dead. But you're absolutely right. That's the language we use. We just can't get over it. We keep talking about her being on life support. She's not on life support. She's on a mechanical ventilator that is usually used to support life. But in this case, it's used to pump air into a corpse.
Yeah. So what are the family's options going forward? We were hearing early reports that there might be a New York hospital that might take her.
I just cannot imagine any hospital taking her, especially not with the publicity here. She's dead. She's really dead. And the courts recognized it. You shouldn't have gone to court, but having gone to court, the judge gets to make that call with the medical advice he got from his expert witness, from another physician. I mean, that's all you can expect of a hospital, I think, is to give the family the option to get a second opinion. But once you have that second opinion, you have two physicians using traditional brain death criteria to declare death, that's the end. It's very sad. The only question after that is whether there's going to be organ donation as well. I don't think that's a question in this case because I don't know.
Well, and again, the family might be thinking they made a mistake the first time, potentially with the tonsillectomy. They might be making a mistake now. You're saying that there is criteria for declaring someone brain dead, but just clarify.
And it's not controversial.
It's not at all controversial within the medical world. But clarify those for people listening in who might be saying, well, wait a second. What about the person who wakes up after 6 months? And just further underscore why this is different.
Right. I mean, the other thing that we've seen, giant controversies over Karen Quinlan, Terry Schiavo, Nancy Cruzan were all young women in what we call a permanent vegetative state. They're not dead because their brainstem still functions, and you know that because they can breathe on their own. They don't need a machine to breathe. And so, even there, they weren't going to wake up ever. Many people wanted to continue to treat them, and you could argue that, it's at least optional because, again, they're not dead. They're still alive.
Yeah, functioning brainstem.
You could pray for a miracle. But by this case, we're way beyond that. They are dead. Their entire brain ceased to function. They would not be breathing unless they were on that machine. And it's time to take the machine off after they're dead.
Well, George Annis, again, professor of health law and bioethics at Boston University. A court has given the go-ahead for Children's Hospital in Oakland to do just that at 5 p.m. California time. The family, though, of Jahi McMath still desperately hoping there's another option. Really a painful story. Thanks so much for helping us weigh in on it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Robin.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.